The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The visitors, the exhibitors, the competitors, all in high spirits. More sunny weather expected at the ploughing championships in Rathenisk and County Laois. Over 75,000 people, young and old, have poured onto the site from early morning. And Henry McKean is there, soaking up the atmosphere from where he sent us this report.
You've got your wellies on.
Yeah.
You didn't really need to wear them today. The weather's so good.
Yeah. But the I really like the ploughing, though. It's my favourite thing about it is the atmosphere here.
And what do you think of it? You've got your big wellies on, big green ones.
Yeah. I just like meeting new people and how there was a lot of people from different counties.
And where are you from?
I'm from Mayo.
You're a farmer. You travel from County Westmeath. What issues are you facing as a farmer?
I'm trying to be up at all these targets now and it's ongoing issues.
All these environmental targets.
Yeah. It's not simple anymore.
So you can't just go out there and enjoy it anymore?
No, I've nearly been told what to do now. Better.
Who's telling you what to do?
That's the government.
You travel from Meath. How long did it take you to get here?
About 2 hours.
And did you have to come? Did they make you go from school or did you want to come?
We decided to come ourselves.
It's a school trip, so we just came along.
You get to meet people.
You get to meet people, so you like the social side?
Yeah, and it's really fun.
And who have you met so far?
My friends.
And where did you travel from?
Westmeath.
I like the ploughing because you get to look at lots of farm machinery and you get to learn how to do CPR and all. It's very good.
And you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the way from Wexford?
Yeah, the sunny southeast, the Model County.
Yeah.
All the way from the sunny southeast to be here?
Yeah.
And how many ploughings have you been to over the years?
Every one of them, except the ones that was
so the storm and the COVID?
Yeah.
And the mad cow disease?
I'm going for maybe 60 years.
60 years?
Yeah.
And what changes have you seen?
I've seen massive changes in the last few years. And my father's alive today, as I say, and he's turning his grave to see all the changes.
So
I ploughed at the horses years ago, and I see the horses down there now, which is great to see for young lads. My grandsons are delighted in that now, to see the horses ploughing. That's the way it was in my day.
So you'd like to see the horses and the tractors ploughing, get back to the basics, get back to ploughing.
The good old days, yeah. The good old days. Ah, well, to say it'll come back again sometime. Well, I think we have to just follow the modern trend today and to follow the youth. My young lads say, Dad, you have to go with the flow, go with the youth, and listen to them. I had my day, and that's what I say, you know.
And how old are you?
I'm 83 next birthday.
I'm coming here now for the last about 50 years.
50 years?
Yes, I'm coming to the plough. Whenever you travel the country, far and near, I enjoy it. And look at here, it gets you out, and we do have a great time at it anyway, and we talk to people and meet people we never see and all that, and look at here, so I love it.
So, and are you a farmer?
I am, yeah. I hear them all talking about the family farm, you know, and keeping the family farm in existence. And when I go to any of these meetings and I talk about the family farm, they're all talking about upwards of 200 cows and more. That's not a family farm in my book. I come from Tavern, and a family farm in my book was years ago, if you had 20 cows, you made a living off it, you stayed at home, you produced everything off the land except tobacco and sugar, you know what I mean? Everything was produced at that time at home, and you were self-sufficient. Now it's coming from far away countries and everything. I don't know, I suppose it's all to do with progress and all that, but everything else, you see, when you are producing it in big quantities, little profit does because you're producing so much of it.
And are you wearing sunscreen? It's so hot today.
No.
So that's just a farmer's tan. Can you lift up your sleeve so I can see? Lift up your sleeve. You're brown all over.
I am, I. I actually never, when I'm, look at here, when I'm at home, I must be immune to the weather because I'm out in it all the time. If I was at home now today, I would have no shirt on me.
You'd have no shirt on you.
And I'm 75 now in another month. Yeah,
yeah. Well, happy birthday. You're a young man.
A young man, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God, and I feel young, and I am young, and I have my health.
When you're
health, but you have it all, don't forget that.
Anna Marie McHugh, Assistant Managing Director of the National Ploughing.
The weather is spectacular. Are you pleased with the turnout? Are you pleased how the week is progressing?
Absolutely. Look, it's tremendous to actually know for the last 3 or 4 days that we were going to have a dry week. Just, you know, to get that lifted off your shoulders at that point is super. And, you know, everybody's going around in T-shirts and shorts and just really enjoying it. And you know what's lovely? To see people that are on crutches or in wheelchairs able to get around here with such ease is really, really impressive.
You're smiling. The crowds are smiling.
Yeah. Hopefully the exhibitors are too.
You know, the weather really does make all the difference.
It does, yeah, it does. You know, you have to, I suppose, it showcases the event for what it should be. You know, when you have a really bad year, you're just trying to get through what everybody is. But this gives the exhibitors an opportunity to showcase their exhibit and what they do at its best. And it's great to be able to give them that opportunity.
Mary Cronin from Roscommon, how are you finding the dust? I'm just covered in dust. Are you used to it?
I don't mind the dust. It's a lovely day. I don't mind the dust. A lovely sunny day. Don't mind the dust at all.
Are you a farmer back in Roscommon?
I'm not a farmer, but my brother and my nephew and are farmers, and I live on a farm.
So you live on a farm, but you don't farm?
I don't farm. I help out in that time.
So everyone has to help out?
Yes.
At some point in the year?
Yeah.
You've travelled all the way from Armagh to be here. Why is the ploughing important to you?
It's very important just to see everybody. It's a great day out to see everybody else does the business.
So to basically meet other farmers?
Meet other farmers and just chat to their queries and our queries, and we just have a great day, crack on the thing and talk it over and chat the whole thing over.
And are you going to buy a tractor because you're at a tractor exhibitor here?
No.
The New Holland stand?
No. We haven't won the lotto yet.
You don't have an extra 300,000?
No, I'm heading towards 300,000, not at the moment.
The weather for a start, a lovely day, and we have a stand, Dunamis Beekeepers, we have a stand here, and we just got out for a bit of fresh air.
So tell us about your beekeepers.
Dick and myself are two beekeepers. We keep our bees, and we run the Dunamis Beekeeping Club, and we teach beginners how to look after bees and keep bees and all that.
So you've actually come in from the electric picnic area from Stradbally. That's where you keep your bees?
That's where we keep our bees, yes.
And
so they enjoy the music and everything out there.
Has this turned into electric picnic? Which is better, electric picnic or ploughing?
One is good. It depends on what interests you have. But the electric picnic is over the last 8-9 years grown so much, and a lot of people really enjoy coming to Stradbally and Laois, and it's good for the county too.
And it's just a stone's throw from here,
isn't
it?
That's right.
So we travelled from Bunclody, Wexford this morning.
Yeah, Bunclody, Wexford, same.
And what do you love about the ploughing?
I just love the atmosphere, and like, you run into so many people, you know, and you also get to find out so much things about different businesses and like what they're all about, and it's great to talk to people about different machinery. And like, I love to bring that home to my own farm and like let them know about everything else that I found out up here today.
Dennis Dunn from Kildare, you're a competitor. How was the ploughing for you?
It was good. Now we've great weather now, so it's good to have it now, and it's enjoyable.
And what's it like ploughing in the heat?
No difference. It's better than no rain anyway. It beats last year, so no, it makes it a lot more enjoyable and easier to manage.
And the ground comes up fine?
Oh yeah, so a little bit harder than normal, but enjoyable. Being here with friends and competitors
up.
And it's enjoyable like that, so it's a social thing. It's great for us.
And representing Kildare, that's important to you?
Oh, exactly. It's always good to do well, so we'll be looking forward to hear the results and see how we get on.
You're here as an exhibitor from Connolly Dairy Services, Dairy Master.
Yep.
For a layman like me, what is that?
Well, so we're a milking machine company.
Milking machines.
Correct. So we supply, service and install everything the dairy farmer needs to extract milk from the cow, you know, and refrigerate it after.
And how's it been?
It's good. It's been good. Now, the last year has been challenging. There's no point saying it. So 2022 was boom. Last year with weather and everything else, it was a little bit of bust, and we're somewhere in between now this year. So we're on the way back. The comeback is on.
Charlie McConnell Logue, Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine.
Charlie, you're wandering around. Farmers are stopping you. What sort of reaction are they giving you?
Yeah, no, really good engagement. And since I became Minister, apart obviously from the COVID years, I've always spent the full 3 days of the ploughing here at the Ploughing Championships, because I find it a great way to engage, to get the feedback from farmers in relation to how the year has been, the challenges that are there, and to have good discussions and engagements, and feed in the work that I'm doing too, and discuss how that's impacting. Obviously, key topic in the farmers' minds at the moment is, what's the budget, and that's obviously something something I'm very much focused on as well, in terms of the real challenges. It's been a difficult year weather-wise, challenges there in terms of the cost of living for farmers and the cost of doing business, and that's something I'm very conscious of in relation to my budget engagements with Minister Jack Chambers, Minister Pascal Donoghue, in relation to seeking additional support for the beef and the sheep and the dairy and the tillage sectors as well.
So that's what the farmers are caring about. Sometimes in the media we're guessing, but they are concerned about that. For you, what is it you love about the ploughing? Today is blue skies. It's wonderful compared to the washout last year.
Well, the last day, the third day last year was absolute muck.
A bit of muck, don't you?
Well, we were smiling in it anyway now, but I don't know if we like it that much. You had to make the best of it. But listen, this is great. I think I was talking to Anna May McHugh earlier, and she was saying it was 2019, really, the last time we had three really good days for the ploughing, and that's certainly what it's shaping up to be weather-wise this week. So it's lovely to be here. And listen, everybody deserves to get a bit of sunshine. Given the year we've had, a lot of work going on farm this week, because a lot of crops to be tidied up, a lot of silage, last cut silage still to be made. So there's a lot of work going on, but a lot of people get a day to come here too. And listen, it's great to get the chance to see them here and have an engagement with them.
Minister, thank you.
Thanks, Henry.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.